A Prayer for When You're Stuck in the Waiting Place, written by Marlo Shaleski, read by Alyssa Forsberg. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Romans 8:25. Waiting. I've never been a fan, but it seems I have a PhD in the art. Waiting for the results of infertility treatments, waiting for an offer for a job, waiting for a change in a relationship, waiting for a change in life. And recently, waiting for test results that could mean cancer or mean nothing. Once again, I was in the waiting place, and while there, I wrote this. I find myself here again, in this waiting place, the place where I know God is sovereign. I know He holds my life in His hands. I know He is there. I know He cares. I know the very hairs in my head are numbered, as are my days. And yet there is a knot in my stomach and my eyes flicker to the phone, again and again. It does not ring. Not yet, of course, not yet. But I watch anyway, I swallow, and remind myself of all the things I already know. Who among you by worrying could add a single moment to your life? Matthew 6:27, Luke 12:25. When we're feeling stuck in the waiting place, our culture says, get out of that rut, life's too short, stop the excuses, do something. You'll be told to smile more, care less, be happy, and think good thoughts. Good advice, but sometimes change is outside our control. Sometimes we're not in charge. Sometimes we're stuck, just like Abram and Sarai were in Haran. On their way to the promised land, Genesis 11:31 tells us, Terah took her son Abram and his son Abram's wife, Sarai, and arriving at Haran, they settled there. Haran wasn't the promised land, but because of Terah, they got stuck there anyway, and Sarai didn't have the power to choose to continue the journey. God had to remove a barrier before she could move forward. In their case, Terah himself had to die. If you're in a waiting place, know you are not alone. God is right there with you. Let's pray to Him now. Father, can I be honest? I am tired of waiting. Waiting is hard, painful, exhausting. But I know that learning to wait well is a beautiful, sanctifying, hope-giving thing. So help me wait well. Help me cling to You as I wait. Please, Lord, let Your peace rule in my heart. Help me live by Your grace each day of this waiting. And help me bring You glory as I wait expectantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app, or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.